For the Dallas Morning News, I'm Christopher Wynn. This is a news update on the murder trial of fired Dallas police officer Amber Geiger. The trial is happening now at the Frank Crowley Courts Building in Dallas. This update is part of a special report, The Death of Botham Jean, Amber Geiger on Trial. Catch up on our previous episodes by searching for the Dallas Morning News in your preferred podcast player and hitting subscribe. You'll also find links at dallasnews.com.
And it's hard to describe what it was like here on the seventh floor as all of this started to happen. Activists and journalists were packing the hallways, and then word started to trickle out. There was a verdict, and Amber Geiger was guilty of murder.
This is Jennifer Emily, and I'm covering the Amber Geiger trial for the Dallas Morning News. It's Tuesday night. I've just left the Frank Crowley Courts Building in Dallas. Amber Geiger has been booked into the Dallas County Jail after the jury found her guilty of murder. Let's break it all down. Jurors got back to work Tuesday morning, deliberating a verdict after breaking Monday afternoon to sleep on their options. Murder, manslaughter, or an outright acquittal. The prospect of a long and difficult decision seemed like a foregone conclusion. But then a red light turned on in the 204th District Court. Jurors pushed the button in the jury room to signal the court. It could have been a question or that the jury needed a break. But the jury stunned the courtroom by returning a verdict after just 5 hours of deliberations.
We, the jury, unanimously find the defendant, Amber Geiger, guilty of murder as charged in the indictment. No outburst. And it is signed by the presiding juror, who is juror number 11. Mr. Rogers, would you like to have the jury poll?
No, Your Honor.
All right. You may be seated, Ms. Geiger.
Jean's mother raised her hands to the heavens, praising God as she left the courtroom. She joined a cheering crowd in the hallway outside. God is good, Alice and Jean said. Trust him. Geiger stood during the verdict and remained standing until the jury left. Then she sank into her chair and sat alone in silence for 15 minutes, a bailiff at her side. Finally, she stood and walked out with her attorneys, the resignation evident on her face. Outside the court, Alice and Jean joined lawyers representing her family in a civil suit against the city of Dallas and Geiger. One of them, Ben Crump, raised the grieving mother's hand high. He said the guilty verdict was vindication for anyone whose life was needlessly cut short and never got justice.
This is a precedence now that will go forth across America for equal justice under the law for everybody. Whether you black, white, red, brown, it doesn't matter. And this verdict is for Trayvon Martin.
Yes.
It's for Michael
yes.
Brown.
Yes.
It's for Sandra Bland.
Yes.
It's for Tamir Rice. It's for Eric Gardner.
Yes.
It's for Antoine Rose.
Yes.
It's for Jamel Robinson, for E.J. Bradford, yes. for Stephon Clark, for
Jeffrey Dennis,
Genevieve Doss,
for Pamela Turner, for so many unarmed black and brown human beings all across America.
Yes.
This verdict today is for them.
Woo!
Everybody can raise their hands.
Yes.
This verdict is for them.
Yes.
This verdict is for them.
Yes.
The punishment phase of Geiger's trial got underway in the afternoon, with Jean's mother taking the stand to testify first. Alice and Jean recounted her son's many hobbies, from rugby to a lifelong love of singing. He bridged the 20-year age gap between his older sister, Alyssa Finley, and younger brother, Brant Jean. She told the jury Botham called her Gigi, short for Governor General. And she talked about how a day last September, when she heard about his death in Dallas, changed her life forever.
I was in New York with my daughter. At 12:30 a.m. on September 7th, when she came to inform me that she had gotten a call and that somebody told her that Botham was shot and that he died.
Yeah.
My life has not been the same. It's just been like a roller coaster. I cannot sleep. I cannot eat. It's just been the most terrible time for me. I'm not able to work, but I just try to busy myself just to see if it will get out of my head. But it's been very, very, very difficult.
Also testifying from Jean's family was his sister Alyssa. She bowed her head as prosecutor Laquita Long played videos of Botham Jean singing at a worship service. Long asked whether the videos were hard to watch.
Alyssa, I saw you put your head down.
Yes.
Are those hard to watch?
His voice.
It's hard to hear his voice?
Yes.
And when you hear his voice, what do you think? How does it make you feel?
That I want my brother back.
On the courthouse steps, the mood remained jubilant. Sophia Paul, an immigrant from Jean's native St. Lucia, danced with fellow activist Tamara Neal. God, it feels good, Neal said. If he was here, what do you think Botham would be saying right now? He would be singing, Paul said. Until next time, I'm Jennifer Emily for the Dallas Morning News. You can find our live updates from the trial at dallasnews.com, where I go into more detail about the case.
Hi, my name is Benjamin Robinson, and I'm a journalist with the Dallas Morning News. I'm also one of the producers of this audio series on the Amber Geiger trial. Right now, I'm spending my days at the courthouse with writer Jennifer Emily, and then we come back to the newsroom to produce these special reports. If you want to help support new projects like this one and all of our journalism, it's simple. Please subscribe to the Dallas Morning News. You'll find a special offer just for our listeners at dallasnews.com/audio.
This episode was produced by Benjamin Robinson, Jennifer Emily, Marcia Alert, and Christopher Wynn, with editing by Matt Peterson and Beth Ferking. Our music is by Jason Reimer. Special thanks to Frank Hines with NBC5. Until next time, thanks for listening.